Good morning, Steve Sherlock here for Steve's 2 cents in Franklin, Mass. Sweating. We're in the middle of a drought that really has spanned 2 years, so we're about 14 inches behind in precipitation over that 2 year period. And the lawns are browning, water restrictions abound. And we're also in the middle of a heat wave. Yes. Such fun for summer. So how are you doing this morning or evening or whenever it is you're happening to listen to this? Trying to get back onto a regular schedule, having lost, June and July? Amazing. Here we are almost in the middle of we're in the middle of August, the dog days of August, and having fun. Change is always an opportunity. There's changes at work, some reorgs, new manager. It's all good. Still going forward, projects are still underway. Things still need to happen. Just a change of the driver on the bus. In some cases. Changing the contents of who's on the bus. In other cases. And that's change. One of the working sessions we had, it was interesting to watch the change manager representative and the project management representative realized that effectively they were talking to two sides of the same coin. Different terminology, your project management is really managing change. And change management is exactly that, managing the change, whether it's a project or a communication or a process. Stakeholders can be very similar. The cause, the driver of the change, whether it's a project or a new technology, very similar. The needs, very similar. Careful planning makes things successful. Talking things through, figuring out what happens here, what happens there, that's part of that careful planning. So I'm sure you've accounted that somewhere along the way, hopefully with good examples. And occasionally with a bad example is in something happens and it's like, what were they thinking? Really? How did they expect that to happen? And in those cases, it's likely that for whatever reason, or maybe there were reasons where they just decided the group at the time, whatever, just decided that that was the best way to go. Maybe based upon the info they had. Maybe based on a dominant personality in the group. That's the way it was going to be done. All kinds of reasons. But when you're managing change, when you're managing project, communication clearly is going to be the key. Involvement of the people appropriately along the way is always key. Get them to allow them to buy into the process change, to the new way. Let them learn the new technology. Trial it. If possible, where possible. Hold training sessions. Hold open houses. There's many, many ways to be open and transparent about what's coming, getting folks involved, getting people aware, so that when it does happen, one, it's not a surprise, and two, if there are issues, people know the right place to go, and the issues generally should be resolved fairly quickly in those cases. And how we make that happen is always the opportunity. You know, making sure we have the right people at the table, the right conversations, focused. My 6-word resume, project delivered, team happy, customer elated. And I think that justifiably summarizes what I'm trying to get across. Managing change Because if you deliver the project and you've got a happy team and the customer's elated, then you've done things the right way. That requires planning, that requires communications, and then of course execution. So that's my spiel for this morning, while I'm sweating here in the warmth of New England. Hope this finds you cool somewhere. Beach, lake, mountaintop. Thinking about change at some point and how you manage change in your own life, in your own job. So until next time, Steve Sherlock saying goodbye. Till then, enjoy, be good. Talk to you later.